Hey there, beautiful humans. Welcome back to The Low Dopamine Life, Focus Without Burnout, your daily dose of chill vibes and actionable strategies for navigating this crazy, overstimulating world we call a life. I'm your host, Asher Blake, here to help you ditch the overwhelm and unlock a state of focused clarity that feels good, both inside and out. Today, we're diving into something that often gets misinterpreted, solitude. Not just because it sounds a bit like being stuck in a dark room with nothing but your thoughts, which, honestly, can be a bit much sometimes. But also because our society seems to prize constant connection and busyness above all else. Ever feel like you're constantly plugged in, notifications buzzing, emails piling up? Like there's this unspoken pressure to always be on. You know that feeling when the silence feels deafening, not peaceful? Well, let me tell you something. Solitude isn't about loneliness or avoiding people. It's about intentionally carving out space for yourself to recharge, reflect, and reconnect with your inner wisdom. Think of it as hitting the reset button on your mind and soul. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Asher, I barely have time to breathe, let alone sit in silence. But trust me, this isn't about spending weeks in a remote cabin meditating. It's about small, intentional moments throughout your day. A few minutes of quiet journaling before you start your day. A walk in nature where you disconnect from the noise and just listen to the birds singing. Or even just 5 minutes of deep breathing before a big meeting. So, how does this solitude thing actually benefit us? Let's break it down. 1. Increased creativity. Ever notice how some of your best ideas come when you're alone? That's because solitude gives your mind the space to wander freely, make new connections, and spark those creative breakthroughs. 2. Emotional regulation. When we're constantly bombarded with external stimuli, it can be hard to process our own emotions. Solitude allows us to tune into our inner world, understand what we're feeling, and learn to manage our emotional responses in a healthier way. 3. Enhanced self-awareness. Solitude is like a mirror reflecting back who you truly are. Without the distractions of social media, emails, and constant chatter, you can start to identify your values, beliefs, and desires with greater clarity. 4. Improved focus and concentration. In our hyper-connected world, it's easier than ever to get distracted. Solitude helps us reclaim our attention span by creating a space for focused thinking and deep work. 5. Reduced stress and anxiety. Constantly being on can take its toll on our mental health. Taking time for solitude allows us to recharge, de-stress, and return to the world feeling more balanced and grounded. Imagine this. You're walking through a bustling city park, but instead of getting swept up in the crowd, you find a quiet bench under a shady tree. You close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and simply listen to the sounds around you. The birds chirping, the wind rustling the leaves, the distant laughter of children playing. In that moment, even though you're surrounded by people, you feel a sense of peace and connection to yourself. Your thoughts become clearer, your anxieties melt away, and you feel a renewed sense of energy and purpose. This, my friends, is the power of solitude. It's not about isolation. It's about finding stillness amidst the chaos, and in that stillness, discovering who you truly are and what you truly want. So, how can you incorporate more solitude into your life? It could be as simple as taking a 5-minute walk in nature each day, setting aside time for journaling or meditation, or even just enjoying a cup of tea in silence before starting your work. Remember, it's about finding those small pockets of peace that nourish your soul and help you thrive in this demanding world. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me. What are some ways you incorporate solitude into your life? How has it benefited you? Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Use the hashtag #LowDopamineLife to join the community. Until next time, stay chill and keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.